Aircheckdownloads.com.
Simply Red and Money's Too Tight to Mention on 100.7 Hot FM. It's a minute to eight now. Another chance for you to play and win with Tiger Tiger tomorrow morning at the same time. Well done to Julie Evans from Bartley Green. She's on her way to Tiger Tiger with three of her mates and top night out for four and 100 quid to spend. The big prize on Friday, and Julie could be in that final, is a night out for 10. Fantastic three-course meal, drinks, 600 quid to spend on a top outfit for the night to make sure it's a night to remember. You could knock Julie off that place in the final by getting more than 7 out of 10. Tomorrow morning we'll play some more tunes to give you another chance to play. On the way after the news at 8 o'clock this morning, if you saw Posh and Beck's on Parkinson on Friday, a little something for you. And what else we got in the news? Dolly Parton apparently is opening a Dollywood theme park here in the Midlands, which is already part of her plan for global expansion. Mind you, you'd think her globes had expanded enough already, really, wouldn't you? And the latest film, A1, stars Jude Law as a robot who's planned to give women the ultimate pleasure. He can make love, put up a shelf, and pretend to be interested in what she's saying at all the time.
Total knows that once upon a time...
This is the Midlands' biggest station, 100.7 Heart FM.
2 minutes past eight, I'm Chris Kowalik.
It's past eight on 100.7 Hot FM. Good morning, Monday morning. Daryl Denham in the morning. And last night, Kylie Minogue was busy filming an audience with, where she sings a duet with Kermit the Frog. She did actually once sing a duet with Jason Donovan. So she is used to working with Muppets.
Hey!
And bad news, Michael Owen could be out for England's match against Greece.
No.
Good news, Jeffrey Archer won't be. Marty Pello, and I've been around the world on 100.7 Hard FM. It's 13 minutes past eight now. It was probably the most hyped Parkinson show of all time. They reckon it was his best lineup ever, and it was a good lineup. Posh and Beck's, the most talked about couple in the UK. George Best and Elton John. And it was a very interesting show. If you saw it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it was also a show that saw Victoria Beckham actually sing live.
Gosh.
She didn't mime. Mm. She got up there and she gave it all she was worth.
Good on her.
Mm. In fact, the song you're going to sing is not your single from this from the album, but it's a song that you wrote about David.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time away from home writing this album with Brooklyn and my mum and David's mum helping out. And this is a song that I wrote called I Owe You, which is actually all about Golden Balls himself.
The band of which you're all there. It's all there. Victoria Beckham.
Thank you.
Now, you have to understand that I'm not convinced by Victoria's ability to sing. Now, I don't know what you saw and what you heard, but while I was watching Parkinson on Saturday and saw Victoria Beckham do her solo thing, this is actually what I heard.
Love is such a precious thing, just like all the money that I own.
Daryl Denham in the morning.
Jeffrey Archer was told this afternoon that he'll not be sent to a dike southeast of Warsaw, but he'll be moved to Mount Etna, possibly later this week.
Aircheckdownloads.com.